The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello and welcome back to 20 whatever.
A very special 20 whatever March Madness edition.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. We've been talking about this for a minute, getting excited, and we actually prepped for this last night.
We did.
This is no regular March Madness. We're not talking about sports here.
Come on. Okay. Is that what you came here for?
Right, right.
You're like, I got to know what the girls think about, I don't know, what's the basketball
college
team?
Basketball?
Yeah. Name one. I'm like,
I don't know.
The Clippers.
That's professional, but
yeah, I definitely said
close.
College.
Oh, ooh.
Listen, I can't, so it doesn't matter.
It's okay. That's not what they're here for.
Right.
They're here to hear us talk about High School Musical.
Right.
Camp Rock.
Yep. Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior.
Yes. Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
Right. Right. Exactly. So, all of that being said, we will be doing DCOM March Madness. Pew, 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 pew,
pew. I'm so hyped.
Me too.
So hyped.
Wait, hold on, hold on.
Oh.
Before we get into it, are you subscribed? I want you. I want you so bad. I don't know what's coming over me.
Oh my goodness.
Please subscribe. You know, we're on our way to get 100K. That's our goal for the year. So we would really appreciate it if you hit that little subscribe button. That's here, there, here, here. We don't know. We've established we don't know where the buttons are, but you know, so click it.
Yay!
I don't even know where I am. So, which, by the way, should we chat about the fact that we watched a DCOM? Like, well, this movie. I mean, the first of three. The zombie. Is it just zombies?
I think it's just called zombies.
Okay. Last night we watched Disney's Zombies, and it was a fun musical that was honestly giving a little bit of Descendants vibes. I'm not gonna lie. I've seen all those, so I was like, oh, it's giving that. But
it was giving like a bunch of movies in one.
Yeah, that they were just like, let's take every element from our past movies that like
worked
and just put it all in one. And honestly, I hate to say it, but it was kind of fun.
It was fun. The plot, not good. Like the storyline really wasn't giving, or it wasn't anything original. Like it was like these two worlds separated because they hate each other. And then two people from either side, they get together, they fall in love, they defeat whatever it is. And then everyone lives happy ever after. Like, and now all the people are together.
Yes.
It was giving that. The music though, kind of went hard.
Very catchy. Very catchy.
The villain.
Also the
choreography is, I think.
The choreography. Yeah. What was his name?
Bucky.
Bucky gave. Like from the moment he stepped out and he was like giving. And also you were the first one to like point out that he was definitely doing all of his own stunts, which was iconic.
Yes.
Yeah. That was good.
So the plot of Zombies, and I thought this was like the newest Disney Channel movie. I was completely wrong. This was from 2018, but the third one did just come out. So we watched it. The plot essentially, like Ryan said, very, very, very cut and dry.
Just, yeah.
You know, Romeo and Juliet can't be together. She's a, what did they say? She's a normal.
Yeah.
And he's a zombie. La-di-da-di-da, they, you know, and zombie racism and fall in love.
That's literally, what did she say? She was like, I'm standing up for intolerance. Enough is enough. I was like, oh my God. girl.
Yeah, and she's like, and if together we all, I'm like oh
it was
my
literally
gosh.
Giving like, I single-handedly ended racism in this town.
When they started cutting to the police, like,
the montage of them like being like aggressive with the zombies. I'm like,
I was like
literally a gate of like separation. I'm like, what are we actually doing?
And then she starts singing to save everyone.
To save everyone. Yeah, oh, yeah. God.
Which
yeah.
again, not even a Disney movie, but they definitely pulled elements from like Hairspray.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Because yeah.
That was giving like, what's the song?
There's a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. In the darkness. And then they show the montage of the police, like police brutality and like literally everything. I was like, what are we doing?
She literally was saying, she said, and one day we will. And I'm like,
literally, and one day we will all be together, like hand in hand. I'm like, this is really crazy.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And I was saying it was similar to Descendants because, again, they have the separation.
Right.
And then later on in the movie, you have like that bridge that they cross, and then you can go into both worlds, which is also like Halloween Town, where it's like the normals and then the creatures, and then they can go from both to both, like same top.
And and the catalyst of the plot was literally the same as Descendants, where it's now the people from the bad side of town are allowed to go to our high school,
so and everyone's mad and like
sings and dances.
Yeah, the one thing though that we absolutely loved was that they were a cheer town. Like nobody cared about football or any sport, or actually anything. They were just like, this is a cheer town. We need to make all of the people proud. And like they had cheer rallies and like everybody was obsessed with the cheer team, which is iconic because when does that ever happen?
And the football team, no one cared about and they always lost. It was just like a vehicle for the cheerleaders.
Yes. Yes. Literally, yes. And also the set. Let's talk about that.
The set of Waterworld from Universal Studios.
That's literally what it looked like.
And they had like two places they went. It was like in the town, in like this zombie town, her little hometown, and then the school.
And that's it.
That's it. And close-ups. I said, show me a wide shot.
Yeah, it was just like studio. It looked like sets, like on the lot, you know? A lot of that.
Yeah. It was, I wouldn't compare it to anything to High School Musical or anything that we're going to, other amazing movies we're going to chat about today.
Yeah, you know.
But I will say, it was not a good movie, but it also wasn't a boring movie.
Yeah,
and that
wasn't
was my
boring.
Fear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
I was like, when we were choosing one to watch, we were like, maybe we should watch one none of us have seen going into like this podcast episode. And we were like, okay, let's watch like the first 10 minutes. But if it's just boring, let's skip.
Right.
And we watched the whole thing.
We did.
It kept our attention. I feel like it was a pretty quick movie.
Yeah, it was really fast. And the music was cute and catchy. Like, I was like, oh, vibes. I get it.
Yep.
And honestly, and Bucky, the head cheerleader, made the whole thing. Followed him on Instagram.
I did follow him on Instagram. The part where he's literally praying to the cheer gods.
Yes.
I'm like, you are so committed.
And
so
honestly,
funny.
All the backflips, all the stunts were like stunts.
Yes. So good.
The girl, mid.
Not a
Sorry,
dancer.
Both of the leads.
Yeah, both leads, mid. Like, singing, the dancing, all of it was just very like, and we cast you because.
I'm like, can we go back to Bucky, please?
Yeah. We want to see. And the cheer, and the whole like, cheer squad.
What were his lackeys?
Oh, Lacey, Tracy, and Stacy. Yeah.
The Aces.
The Aces.
And one of Tracy had like the. Yes. He was giving.
And like the most sculpted eyebrows. Like it was just, it was really giving. I loved it. It was giving Lana, Tana, Fontana from Princess Diaries.
So Disney is still doing the same stuff, you know.
We're recycling.
Yeah.
That number though in Princess Diaries when they sing the stupid Cupid,
stop picking on me. Da-da-da-da. So good.
I was, as a child watching that, I was like, that is who I want to be.
Yes.
They were so cool in that number.
Yeah.
And I remember like saying that song like in the shower. Like that was.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I would practice that one. And the little.
Mandy Moore.
Yes.
A vocalist.
An icon.
I love
a total of vocalist. But like, I love Mandy such Moore. An icon. What a great film. I love that movie.
In my Spotify Wrapped last year, Mandy Moore was one of my top artists because we listened to the
Rapunzel.
Tangled soundtrack so much.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
So many people when I posted my Spotify Wrapped DM'd me and were like, is Mandy Moore still making music?
You're like, no.
She's just listening to the soundtrack.
She's listening to Tangled.
Yeah. And like A Walk to Remember. Is that the one where she.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I think she has like a song, like songs in that. Because
I sang that song for a couple auditions as a child.
Oh, period. Yes.
And I think also my middle school talent show, maybe.
Iconic.
Oh my gosh. I will
course,
have to hear that.
And I was like, sing it right now.
That was like my only like soft. Song, because all of my other songs were like I would sing like "Shy" from Once Upon a Mattress.
Right,
like, that was very.
That is so
right.
perfect. That is so perfect.
Oh my God, that is so funny. Mandy Moore, queen.
Yeah, love
Simply.
Her.
What was that TV show she was on that's like, This Is Us?
This Is
oh,
Us.
Oh my gosh, she acted her ass off.
I was just about to say that.
So good. Yep. And singing in that thing too, which I'm glad that when they have singers that like are like really, really talented.
I love that she like be singing.
Wait, that just made me think of the girl from Mean Girls, and she's in Emily in Paris, and they're always having her sing. So that's actually how I got into Emily in Paris.
From the musical, though.
From the musical Mean Girls on Broadway. The girl that played Gretchen, she's in the Emily in Paris. And so she's always like, she just sang like Shallow. Her name is Ashley Park.
Yes.
The girl that played Gretchen. And she sings in this Emily in Paris. So like, I really enjoy it. She just did like a cover from Shallow, and she is a vocalist.
Yeah.
Isn't she literally like a classically trained opera singer?
It shows. I can't confirm, but yes, everyone around me. I would
probably
say so. Yeah. I would put my hands in the fire and say yes, because she's so damn good and talented.
I love when they sing on the shows.
I know.
Like, it's so fun. And I'm like, it's giving like not an Easter egg, but like, if you don't know, like if you are not a Broadway person and you've never even seen her, you're like, wow, this girl is like really good. But
And question, do you think that they ask like the agent or her before they like write it in? Like, do you want to sing for the show? Or do they be like, oh, since you're a singer, we're thinking we're going to like write in a song or have you sing? I wonder how that goes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I always wonder when I'm watching a show and a Broadway actor shows up and they don't sing, I'm like, now I feel kind of robbed. Like, why wouldn't you?
Tea. Yeah, that's tea.
Like, Aaron Tveit was in Gossip Girl, but like he's Trip Vanderbilt and he doesn't sing. And I'm like,
right.
You have Aaron Tveit on set.
He came and left and never sang.
I feel like the only time it would be like super like out of the box and like unnecessary for them to sing if it's like a CSI show or like Law and Order. Like, I actually don't need you to like break in a song when we're like trying to solve this mystery of this like dead woman.
Right.
Okay, fair.
That's like blood everywhere. In this crime scene, I'm like,
of the crime.
See, but I think I'd like it.
Oh, God.
I think I would.
Well, it's like those Grey's Anatomy episodes where like they just start singing.
Those are so funny. And there's like a dead body.
And you like simply can't take it seriously because like, why are... And they were singing like Kelly Clarkson or whatever. Like, it wasn't even musical songs. It was
the body's like decapitated and they're like, here I am once again. I'm torn into pieces.
Literally. It's and you can always tell the actors that don't sing, they have like a super super small part, or they just like
they're like
they
pop
regularly.
Singing.
Yes.
It's like Zach and Cody or Cole and Dylan Sprouse when they were in the A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes song.
Oh my god, yes.
And they just like spoke saying their lines.
I like know it. I can hear it in my head and I like want to do it so bad.
We can literally hold for this because I want you to get it if you know it.
I can't. I can see them doing it though. And they're like this. Yeah. And then they do like the back to back like arm, like the arm folding thing. Yeah.
Their agent was like, all right, you guys, you have to do this Disney song. They're like, come on, we don't sing.
But didn't you were the one who told us that they were like, hey, like we are not singers.
Yeah, there was an interview where they were like, Disney tried to get us to like do a recording contract because that's what everyone was doing. And they had to be like really hardline, like, we don't sing. And Disney was basically like, we don't care. We can make you sing.
Right.
And they were like, we don't want to.
Right.
Well, I don't know what that, like, I get it, but why would you want all of them to sing? Like, what would be the purpose of that? More content, I guess?
Yeah. More content, more money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See? Well, it's all about the money. It's all about the money.
We have been singing this episode, ladies.
I know. Let's reel it in.
Shall we jump into the decom? Which, for those of you who, come on, you know. But Steven didn't know.
Oh, that's right. He asked yesterday.
Yeah, so maybe there are some Stevens listening. Disney Channel original movie, DCOM. It has to be a movie produced by Disney that originally aired on the Disney Channel.
Yes. So, like, High School Musical 3 doesn't count.
In theaters.
That came out in theaters. There was another one.
Sky High.
Oh, yeah. Sky High doesn't count. Which is
actually
crazy because I really thought this whole time that it was a DCOM.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe there's some gray area.
Some
there.
Discrepancies.
Right.
Okay.
Because I used to watch it on Disney, but like I guess it just came out
in shared it. Yeah.
But that would just be a DCOM Disney Channel movie. You're missing the original part.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You don't get the com, you get the cum. Mm-hmm.
DCOMs?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Actually, so Disney Channel original movies are DCOMs. Are considered any movie that is produced under the Disney Channel canon versus Disney.
Oh.
So it's like its own production wing.
So I still think Sky High is not qualified because I think it was just produced under the Disney wing. Correct us if we're wrong.
Oh, but so then High School Musical 3 would be.
Okay. Disney's like, oh, we are claiming that.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
No, right. Okay. A little confusing, but I think that definitely does make sense. Disney is like not just Disney. It's like got so many branches. Like we're, yeah. It's,
they own everything.
They own me.
True.
So.
All right, Jess, you want to give us the first one?
Okay. So our first one is Hocus Pocus versus Halloween Town.
Oh, we are starting off strong. Halloween, what do you think?
I'm speaking for the group.
Yeah.
Oh, Halloween Town.
That's fair.
I was going to say the same.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I think Hocus Pocus is not as good as we remember. When I rewatched it, I was like, it's just not. It was like the experience when we watched Camp Rock again. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, without the nostalgia.
There's nothing.
It's not as good as I remember.
Yeah. I think we've literally taken just like the three women and been like, this is Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
Not the movie, not the plot, not nothing. These women, that's Hocus Pocus. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, yeah, right.
Right.
Even like as a collective, like I feel like we've just done that.
Right.
I agree. Halloween Town. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry to do this to you. The Cheetah Girls versus the Cheetah Girls 2.
Oh, where they go to Spain.
Barcelona.
Because it's Cheetah Girls 3, that's an easy right yeah, for me because like Raven's not in it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh god.
But when they go
like the original.
I know. I think I would go Cheetah Girls or Cheetah Girls original.
I think I'd go with the OG, honestly, just for the.
But it's hard to not.
Cheetah Girls 2 is so good. They have strut. I know.
You gotta strut.
And the plot. I think the plot is better in the second movie.
Yeah.
They actually have like things going on.
Yeah.
Like
the plot in the first movie is just that Galleria's a bitch and then and that's it.
Yeah.
And like Toto gets stuck in whatever. Like there's nothing right. really.
And it does kind of drag in the middle. The original Cheetah Girls.
It does. It All right. does. All right. I think I'm going to go Cheetah Girls 2, honestly.
Right. Okay. Cheetah Girls 2.
I'll accept it.
Okay.
I'll go along.
It's about compromise. Cadet Kelly versus Cowbells.
Oh.
Cadet Kelly, Hilary Duff. Oh my gosh, she did such a good job. I remember the clip on the commercial of Disney and it would be like, why me? And she'd be in the rain and she'd have her little army outfit on.
I remember that promo so clearly.
And is that also, is this the one where she's also like doing all of the like boot camp stuff?
Yes.
She's like muddy and like dirty. Okay, yeah.
Yes. Yep. And she's like, her adversary is Christy Carlson Romano.
Yes. Oh my God.
And they were very much giving enemies to lovers.
Oh, yes.
That was a gay film.
It was.
That was a gay film.
When they started
film.
Like patting and then like dancing and then they were,
I was like, kiss.
Yes.
Right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Kiss.
But also Cowbells with Ellie and AJ.
I know.
Cowbells is a movie that actually has a lot of heart to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole thing of it turns out that their dad's business partner like scammed them.
Oh, and then
they have to like give up all of their stuff to pay the employees' checks
because
these people that have been working for their family business aren't going to be getting their checks because they're getting scammed. And they're like going out on, you know, a limb to like really help their family business. I'm like, that's a good story.
Super great.
Yeah. And I mean, we always love when like the like pretty like rich girls have to like do stuff and get dirty and they're like,
ew. Yeah. And then they drop something in like the
and
mug
they're falling
and
they down and it's like a dramatic thing. I love that kind of montage.
But they rise to the occasion.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you remember the scene where like she drops her like sparkly flip cell phone in like a tub of yogurt?
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Oh wait, that literally happened to me like in real life. Truly, in real life, I didn't have like a sparkly phone.
Oh my God, please tell the story.
But I feel like I've told this, but like literally my brain, if we've ever repeated anything, just pretend that you've never heard it. Okay. One time I was working as a baker at this like gelato place and I was there early in the morning and I was able to like be on the aux because nobody was there. And I had to like bake the goods, whatever, make the soup, do the thing, prep the stuff. And I'm like, oh, let me change the song. The way that my phone was above like the stove, so I'm like pulling the phone off the like top of the thing. I dropped it just right in tomato soup. Just bloop. And I was like, oh my God.
Mamma mia.
Literally. And I couldn't put my hand in it. It was boiling. And I was like, I can't put my hand in it. So I had to get tongs, pull it out. Like it was so insane. It was like 7 a.m. And I was like, cool. So my day's ruined. Anyway.
And I have to remake the soup.
And I had to remake the soup. And it was like a big, huge, like, it was just dramatic. It was so
dramatic.
The
phone break? Did it survive?
The phone did survive.
Did you put it in rice?
No.
What did you do?
Well, I couldn't touch it for a while. So
it was boiling.
Like, it was boiling.
Right.
And I thought it was dead. Like, I didn't even, like, actually try to save it. Like, I was like, well, it's gone. Mm. And I have to, like, make the soup because I have to work. Like, people are coming in. Like, this is more important. But then I got to the phone and wiped it off, and it was, like, fine. But, yeah. So,
damn.
Honestly, I get it. Allie and AJ Machaca, you and me. Anyways, a derail. I don't know.
I think I vote Cadet Kelly.
I think Cadet Kelly is more iconic of a movie.
I agree.
But not to take away how amazing Cowgirls really is.
I will also give my vote for Cadet Kelly because of the iconic status of Hilary Duff and Christy Carlson Romano.
Yeah.
Those are like two of the top Disney Channel stars.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yep. Oh, too good.
Now I want to watch Cadet Kelly.
I know.
Did you guys ever watch Raise Your Voice with Hilary Duff? It came out like way later. But remember when she's doing the riff and she's like,
oh my God, that's the one you played for us that one time. Yeah. Oh my God, delusion.
I love that scene. And then she's got the thumbs in the pockets and she's like, ooh, yeah. And like, that's the only part she actually sung.
Because
the rest of the riff
bad.
Is just like ADR from another
singer.
And
all the people in there are like, wow, she can really sing. And it's like, really, is just so bad.
Okay, so the next one is Get a Clue and Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Two great Brenda songs.
Oh, my God, I forgot she was in
Get a Clue.
I totally forgot she was in Get a Clue. But also Lindsay Lohan, like the girly of the
2000s. I know.
I like Get a Clue, and Lindsay Lohan, of course. But to me, Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior is just so iconic. And like, we watched some of the trailers of these DCOMs that we hadn't seen in a while just to like refresh. She literally like takes a tube of lipstick and like throws it across the table.
Yes.
And it's like, they're like slow motioning it. Like it's some sort of like, I don't know, like weapon or something.
Right.
Like, iconic.
Mm-hmm. It was iconic. But also remember, she was like, you guys, can you believe you are bad friends? We were like, this Disney acting is on 10.
Yeah.
On 10.
And the footage of her in like the 3 seconds we watched being like so unfocused on her face.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
But an iconic film nonetheless.
I know, but Ryan, you might have to call the divider because I think for me, Get a Clue might have to like, I used to watch that film over and over and like take notes even on like the outfits. I remember the tie that Brenda song had. I like had to go to Limited to and literally buy it because I needed to
be
like that movie.
Remind me, is this the movie where they're like trying to solve like a mystery or
it's
something?
Lindsay Lohan had like those little glasses.
Yes, okay. I was gonna say the fashion really.
The fashion, okay. Yeah. Maybe honestly, I'm really just like loving the fashion. Like,
it might have been.
And then she had that coat.
Do you remember that black and white outfit?
Like, yes.
What's crazy is that I watched it recently, not recently, maybe like during like quarantine, and I remember screenshotting the outfit and being like, that is something I could wear. But maybe we're just talking about the fashion. Like, are we talking about the movie? Like, what are we doing?
No, but honestly, when you were talking about all of those issues with with Wendy Wu, I'm like, you're so right. I think maybe I just am more attached to like the idea of Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior, which as a title is just iconic.
Right.
Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior.
Right.
Like, she gets to be the girly homecoming girl.
Right.
Right.
But she's also like a badass fighter.
Right.
I love that.
Right.
And I do love, like, obviously, like, the importance and the significance of that movie just in general at that time.
Yes. And having an Asian American lead and, you know, it not being, I mean, of course, it's a Disney film, so it's going to be Disney Channel. But they did seem to make an effort to tie in some elements of culture to
it. Right, right, right. And this was before Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. So it was before we were really even, like,
oh, wow. Like, I didn't realize that. I don't
know. I think a lot of these movies that she was in were before Sweet Life.
Mm. Yeah.
She, like, worked her way to being, like, a lead in a show.
Speaking of iconic Brenda Song movies, her in Stuck in the Suburbs and her outfits in that. You guys, when we get to Stuck in the Suburbs, I'm sorry. I will go so hard for that movie.
I hope it's going to be, like, against, like, High School Musical or something.
It'll be a bloodbath. Taryn Killam from SNL is in it. Iconic. Brenda Song, iconic. Or one of the Panabaker sisters. Remember, there was the two that were in Read It and Weep. Kay and Danielle Panabaker.
Are they blonde? Is that who I'm thinking of?
They're brunettes.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Those names sound so familiar.
I know. I'm like trying to erase my brain.
I know. Just like a glimpse of their
face. I know. Hold on. Okay, let's see. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
They're related?
I don't think I knew that at all. You know what, though? I probably thought they were the same person.
Probably.
Like, I probably was just like, yeah, the girl.
Right.
Okay.
What are we talking
you've
about?
You've got to make a choice.
So what do you choose?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Okay.
So you know what? The more we've talked about this, I think we go with Get a Clue.
You think?
I think I am just personally attached to Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior.
That's okay.
And that's okay.
Also,
that's okay.
Every time you say Wendy Wu, I think you're going to say Wendy Williams. And I'm like, I also choose Wendy Williams.
Personally attached to Wendy Williams.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do Get a Clue.
Get a clue. For $100.
Yeah.
Our next selection is Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off versus Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
We almost watched Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off last night.
We did.
We watched the preview.
Okay, let's actually talk about the preview that we watched.
Yeah. Yes.
That we really shouldn't be shocked. We shouldn't be shocked. But I was.
I was upset. I didn't remember the film being so like that. Maybe it was just that scene that they chose.
I think that was a big plot point of the movie.
Yes, really? That's why they made fun of him for cooking and stuff. They were like, okay, little sissy
Betty,
bitch.
They basically. Said Eddie Crocker. Like,
yeah. They were like, oh, you want an apron for your birthday? Like,
you're going to trade in your baseball mitt for oven mitts, little girl.
Yeah. And the dad was like, and the mom was like, you guys.
And then he was like, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
Also, as if like, most chefs aren't men. Like, being a chef is like a male-dominated industry.
Right.
Although cooking for yourself is viewed as like a domestic female task.
Also, crazy that they would even speak to him like that, because 2 seconds before that, they were like, it's so good. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, you made that? That's so cool. It was so good.
So good.
Everyone ate all the food.
Actually,
in the-
you're a little sissy bitch. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Like, you just ate the fuck out of my food. And then
insulted me.
Yeah.
But also for like, what was that movie? Like 2003 or something?
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
I mean, he's taking down misogyny.
Yeah.
he kind of is.
Eddie.
That's fact.
Not really misogyny, more so toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
Because it's towards him, not towards women.
Women. Right.
Did you guys know Bobby Flay is in that?
Like a guest artist
playing
right
at himself.
Yeah, yes. I think so. I do remember that.
Yes, I don't think I realized that at the time when I was watching it, but I'm pretty sure I saw it back and I was like, not Bobby Flay. That's iconic. Makes sense, though, for the cooking film.
Yeah, and Orlando Bloom is in it.
Orlando Brown.
Orlando, you're right. Sorry.
Orlando Bloom. Orlando Lord of the Rings.
Yes. Yeah, Orlando Brown.
Yes. Eddie.
Eddie.
Also crazy that this is called Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off and he's not
plays
playing Eddie.
Yeah.
And that's a raven.
Right.
Confusion.
And then Xenon. Also a great
Raven is in it.
Oh my God, yes. And what is that girl's name?
Zetus Lapidus.
Yeah. I cannot think of her name, but an icon as well.
Yes.
That was also giving like, wow, the future.
Yes. Like, which was such a thing in the early 2000s.
They really like the future propaganda like was a thing. They were like all of the technology and space and aliens and like.
I think it just comes in cycles, you know, like.
Yeah.
And I think that was just like that time.
Yeah.
Personally, because like you're saying, even the clothes at Limited 2 was very much like the cycle of when we get into that kind of like edgy, like very like, what's that? When the clothes is like silver, but it's like holographic.
Chrome.
Yeah. Metallic. And like a lot of puffers are coming back right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like into that. For like
silver.
Especially snow clothes.
Coming.
Yes.
Back.
I was on the mountain and girls are like in that kind of like. Very like futuristic look, and like the glasses that the girls are wearing in LA are very futuristic.
The ones that,
right now,
the Kim Kardashian, the one that she's wearing with the
Do you think part of that was we just entered into the 2000s, a new
one. We also didn't think we were gonna make it in,
right?
Y2K,
everyone's gonna die.
Yeah,
was part of it like, oh my gosh, this is like a whole new century, not even just century, millennium,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
A whole new millennium, like. Looking towards the future, we're no longer in the 1900s.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I absolutely think it was like the big push of like we are now in the 2000s. And even in like older movies like Back to the Future, when they would reference like the 2000s, now it's crazy because isn't it like they were like 2023 or like something like that. Something that's like literally now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were like flying cars. I'm like, Where?
They even had like Phil of the Future and like that other Pixel movie we saw.
Pixel Perfect. Yeah, Smart House.
Even like Smart House. Like, just like very techie.
Very tech
advanced.
Yeah, even just things like Spy Kids.
Yes.
Do you remember the Spy Kids McDonald's toys?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I remember me and my neighbors just like, we didn't even care to like spy. Like, we didn't even care what, who we were spying on, what information we were getting, but we were spying.
Yes.
Because we're, one thing about kids is they're going to spy.
Oh, right.
They're going
to
be spies.
And all the toys that helped you to spy, like the night goggles. I would always want those.
Oh my God.
The secret diaries that would like, you had to put the passcodes in.
Those were actually my whole life.
And the commercial was always like the brother trying to get in. Yes. And it was like, voice not detected. Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. And it would be like, wah, wah. She'd be like, get out of my room. You know, that whole thing. Yeah. Yeah. Iconic. Truly.
Given all of that, I lean towards Xenon. Also, that gave us my supernova girl.
Yes. I mean, Xenon. Yeah.
Xenon.
I hate to out myself, but I've never seen it. Is it like, does it hold up now? Should I watch it?
Maybe we should all find out.
Yeah, maybe we should all find out. It probably does. Yeah. I feel like it holds up, but I don't know how well. I don't know how, to what extent.
Well, tomorrow we're shooting for the main channel. So usually you guys only sleep over one night in between the 2 days of shooting the podcast when you come down to San Diego. But this time it's two nights because we're doing the main channel tomorrow, which, by the way, check out that video, thrifting for each other in different aesthetics.
Period.
But yeah, we get an extra night together.
Oh.
So maybe we should watch Xenon.
Period. Aren't there two?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Xenon the sequel.
Right.
I forgot it was called that.
Xenon the sequel. How could I not know? Yeah, I'm sending full send Xenon.
Full send Xenon.
Yeah.
Did you just say zing dong?
she said full send zing zond.
Zing it is on.
What was the thing you said the other day? You were like, and inhale, outhale. And it killed me. I love you so much.
Oh, God. Outhale the zing dong.
It's giving Halligans.
It is. Literally.
I'm turning red. I can tell. Look at the camera. Look at the color of the wall.
I'm dead.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
Jump In versus Gotta Kick It Up.
Okay, wait, before we get in there, yesterday we were talking about Jump In and you guys were really quick to say it was not it. And now I'm a little upset about it, so now let's talk about it.
Okay, let me plead my case.
Please plead it.
Jump In is great. The soundtrack is great. Obviously, Corbin Bleu.
And Keke Palmer.
Keke Palmer, specifically. Gives. Like, that's my girl. The plot is similar to Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off, where, like, he normally is supposed to be like boxing and said he's jump roping and that's feminine or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
So his dad's like, you be blah, blah, girl stuff.
It's not your dream, dad. I'm not giving up my dream. I'm giving up yours, dad.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely very much that. But like, other than that, like there's like a bullying aspect that doesn't really make that much sense. Mm. And like the plot itself is very like,
and it's not as heavy as Gotta Kick It Up.
Gotta Kick It Up has some real shit.
Like the plot, this is what I'm saying. Like, if we're going to compare the two now, like, the actual plot of the movie is way better in Gotta Kick It Up.
Yeah.
I also love America Ferrera.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
She was absolutely like a 2000s darling.
Yes. And everyone was pretty brutal about her body the whole time.
We again, watched the preview of that one last night. Can we talk about the fact that literally Hollywood and every movie script that she was in acted like she was huge.
Yeah.
And she was like very average size.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they made, and even when she would be on the red carpet, they're like, so confident, so brave. I'm like, she's wearing clothes and here with the rest of us.
Like a size 10, a size 12. And they're like,
maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Bravery. Or like, she's huge. And we're like,
you know who else they did that to? That, like, looking back, I'm like, oh my God, Jessica Simpson.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. I totally remember that.
And there were all these magazine covers of, she's gotten huge. She
let herself go.
Jesus. And she was, like, smaller than average.
Right. What was that about?
That's the thing. We look back on the 2000s with all of this love and nostalgia, as we should.
Right.
But I think it's so easy to forget just how bad things were with body image.
Well, we were watching America's Next Top Model, and when Tyra was talking about the plus size models, and she was like, how could you? And I was like looking at these women and they were like underweight. And I was very confused as to why I was watching that at the time. And like, that was what was happening. Like, well, how could we even?
Literally the girls that she was saying, like, oh, you're a plus size model, literally weren't even in double digit sizing.
Yeah. No.
Like, that's what's so crazy.
It's only recently that the fashion industry has started using actual plus size people in plus size clothing.
Right.
Usually, most brands would make a sample size of their plus sizes that was a size 6 or 8, and that would be the plus size model. So literally, the person who was modeling these clothes couldn't actually walk into the store and buy one that would fit them because they were too small.
Right. Mm.
Bananas.
Like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
And then we wonder, right, too, it's like, obviously, everybody, especially women at all ages and whatever, go through, like, really weird body stuff. But, like, I feel like the 2000s, specifically where we grew up, was, like, really intense. And then we also wonder why all of us have these weird like body image issues and like cannot see ourselves and like are not okay. But I'm like, we literally grew up reading People magazine, like walking into every store and seeing like how skinny or fat everybody is, and we're like, right, we need to like,
well, like you couldn't go by a checkout like with your mom. You have to stand there for 5 minutes while they check you out, and you're just like looking at like National Enquirer and anything crazy they've got, and then like 10 other magazines that are like, look at this beautiful woman and how terrible she is for existing.
Yeah, yeah. Literally.
And they were also so brutal to anyone who was pregnant. It was how much weight they gained and close-ups of every part of their body.
And then when they would have the baby and come back, and if they were like super thin and like got it together or whatever, they'd be like, and she bounced back. No more mom bod for her.
Yeah. Bye-bye mom tummy and all of that. So toxic.
And you wonder why we're all fucked up.
Right.
Like,
so we could do a whole episode on that.
We simply could.
On just 2000s body image baggage.
Even the magazines that were geared towards us, like Tiger Beat, they would talk a lot about how to have the perfect body for summer. And like, it wasn't as like negatively worded, but it was very much still like how to get your body together.
And you're like 12.
Right? And I ate it up because that's what I thought I needed to do.
And they have like a checklist or something, and you're like, oh, you know.
Yeah,
get it.
Mm. Anyways.
All this to say.
Not the topic at hand.
I vote for Gotta Kick It Up.
Me too. I do too. Jump In, the soundtrack, gave, but.
Listen, Si Se Puede, Gotta Kick It Up.
Yes.
As a Latina.
I
do remember watching that and being like, Mom, oh my God, they're saying Si Se Puede. Like, oh my God. Like, it was like pretty crazy to hear like Spanish speaking on Disney Channel. Like, that was not a thing. I wonder what year actually Gotta Kick It Up came out.
Jess, can you look that up for us?
Really?
Of course.
Please.
Yeah, you're so, actually, you're so tea.
2002.
2002? Ooh.
Wait, so how old were we?
I was 7.
I wasn't born.
All right.
Jaden.
All right, Jaden.
Oh my gosh. So I was like 7 years old.
7?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, no wonder. I was like, oh my gosh.
Right, now.
Also, Susan Egan's in it. She plays Heather Bartlett. That's like the voice
teacher.
Of
her. Yes.
Yes.
It's a small world.
I love that. Well, all right, send
it. Yeah, gotta kick it up.
So next, it's giving royal. It's giving Princess Protection Program. A lot of P's versus Princess Diaries.
Oh. That's not hard, personally.
Yeah. Princess Diaries.
I mean, Princess Diaries has not only Anne Hathaway, but also Julie Andrews.
Simply.
Everything about that movie, just everything.
Literally, even let's take a movie away for a second. The books, I don't know if you read those. Iconic.
Really?
Like, actually, I read them in middle school, and then I think I read one in high school, but they're like written for teenage girls. Like,
oh,
they
I love that.
Gay.
I love that.
And they're a little more spicy than the movie is.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
Yeah, they were. I remember reading it like, I don't know.
Okay. speaking of things in Princess Diaries that made us a little hot and steamy. Did anyone have a thing for Joe?
Yes!
Because I did.
I did.
I still do.
Yeah. Low-key. Yeah. I think he was just mysterious and but like well-spoken and respectful, but also like kind of a daddy.
He would also do anything for her. He was like also prioritized her and her interests and like her goals in life.
Yes.
And there was that scene where she's like in the back of the car and he says something like, you know, oh, if those girls make you feel this way, then they're not your friends or something like that.
Yeah.
He was really being like a father.
He said
figure.
He literally quoted Eleanor Roosevelt and was like something like the only people that can make you inferior is like yourself or something like that. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. And then in the second movie, he gets together.
I know. When they dance.
Also, I feel like Princess Protection Program with the two leads of Demi and Selena, who especially at that time, they were like a duo.
Well, they were like besties.
They were besties. They were on Barney together.
Right,
it
right.
It should have
right.
been better than it was.
Yeah, it was giving low budget also.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also just like, what, the two princesses or whatever it is, they switch lives. Like, it also, again, wasn't original. Like, it was just giving, like, what it was just.
Yeah. Okay, well,
Princess
this is
Diaries.
An easy one.
Princess yeah, Princess Diaries. Diaries. Also, did you guys know that the first and the second movie are produced by Whitney Houston?
Oh,
she's, well, she's now executive producer of both movies. Iconic.
So I know. Like, Whitney Houston's movie.
Yeah, Whitney Houston's movie.
I choose hers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. That just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's going to be a little harder. Hannah Montana, the movie, and the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Oh.
Wow.
That's really tough, you guys. No, it these two here are like these girls going somewhere and discovering themselves kind of thing. Like a different
kind of
situation, you know? And they're two very... like iconic Disney. We have Miley and Hilary Duff, and one which the Lizzie McGuire movie has the OG strings,
right?
The Hannah Montana movie
has the hoedown throwdown.
Exactly. I was literally gonna say has the bops. It's the climb.
Oh, I forgot that.
Oh my gosh. And Butterfly Fly Away, that one song that she sings with her dad. I cry.
The dress montage in the Lizzie McGuire movie where she goes to like the fashion house.
Yeah. Yes.
And she's in the igloo dress.
Yes. That literally is ingrained in my brain.
I know. And I'm like, it's not like I sing, hey now. Like on my talent show. Like, and then so it's like, it's so in me. But
when her and Gordo finally kiss at the end after all that lead up from the original show.
We needed that as viewers.
And it gives closure to like her and Kate. Like they end up having a friendship.
Mm-hmm. Right. But Hannah Montana.
I know.
But you know what? If these were the shows, I would choose Hannah Montana over the Lizzie McGuire, like the show.
Yes.
Okay.
But the movie.
But the movie, I feel like I would choose Lizzie McGuire over Hannah Montana.
Also, the ending of the Hannah Montana movie is that she takes off her wig and reveals herself to like a crowd of thousands of people.
Right.
And then they all are like, we'll keep your secret,
Hannah.
Yeah,
we won't tell, bro.
Someone would put that on TMZ.
They're all with their cell phones.
Absolutely.
Also, the Lizzie McGuire movie was shot in, like, Spain. Mm-hmm. So, like,
I'm going to go Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
Also, just Miss Ungmeyer giving the performance of a lifetime.
God. I love the Undermeyer.
I totally forgot
the brown
about her.
Nose with a hidden agenda.
Yes. Yes. Also, that man that she got with, I was also like... I mean, giving Joe. It's the same.
Yeah.
Same, but different. Yeah.
The hot bodyguard.
Yeah. Hot bald bodyguard.
True. All right. So we're going to go with the Lizzie McGuire movie. Okay. We did, I would say, semi-recently watch this. Twitches versus Twitches 2.
Oh. Ooh. Twitches. I'm gonna
Twitches.
The first one.
The first one was bad, but fun bad.
Yeah.
The second one was just bad.
Yeah. The plot in both, bad. Like, what is actually what is the plot?
The darkness is coming.
The darkness.
To get them. They have to
the
pray
brother
it away.
Killed the husband or something.
Yeah.
It's just not. Yeah. And also the
CGI.
I was just about.
Yeah, the fun parts was only when like they like didn't
they
know that they were
met.
Sisters. Yeah, and like they were showing them their different lives, and then when they met.
But when
fun.
It started to get like witchery and in the sky or whatever, wherever they were, I was like,
the only special part about that movie is Tia and Tamara Mori.
Yes.
Like without that, like imagine if that was like some other twins.
Some other like random twins.
Mm-hmm.
Those one blonde twins that they tried to put in like everything. You know what I'm talking about?
That were in Sweet Life of Zack and
Cody. Yeah, and they were legally
blonde.
Yes, I know those girls.
I'm like, they really tried to make those girls a thing, and I don't think they like took off.
What are they doing now?
Where are they?
Probably, they're probably in like a normal career now.
You know what we should do? One episode we should do like a Where Are They Now?
Yes. I like that.
Right? And it's like all like the Disney, like Nickelodeon, like people that like they try to like make pop off and they just like couldn't.
Let us know in the comments who we should find out. Where are they now?
Yes.
That's so funny, Ryan. Hang on, I'm going to write that down.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going with Twitches.
Yes.
Twitches.
And next, we have Smart House versus Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire.
Ooh.
We were just talking about Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire last night.
Oh.
No. We were talking about Smart House, too.
To me, I remember so much more of Smart House. I only remember a couple scenes of Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire. I remember it being good. I remember it being fun.
Yeah.
But Smart House... I think it's because, again, with all of, like, the tech and future stuff,
yeah.
I remember like the scene where all the stuff from the party is like sucked into the floor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And being like, I want that. I don't want to ever have to clean my room again.
Right. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we watched it, if we watched it back now, how many things are like actual things that we use now, but are like maybe less dramatic.
Yeah.
But like, oh, yeah, we have like microwaves or like we have like Roombas.
Right.
And that's
right.
A thing now.
What was the name of the like the smart house, like the woman? She had a name, didn't she?
Yeah, and it was like something that meant something else. It was like an acronym, right? Or
yes,
something
yes.
Like Mary or something like that.
Yeah, she was like the OG Alexa.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah.
My God, right.
Yeah.
That would be like if now if all of a sudden your Alexa came
is like
to
a
life.
Person.
Yeah.
Pat.
And yeah, that stood for something, right?
Personal applied technology.
Ooh. Yeah, personal applied. I mean, Alexa.
Yeah, the plot of that movie was essentially what if your Alexa came to life, but like 15 years before.
Yeah.
Alexa.
Wow. Yeah, I think I like Smart House. That moment of watching that shake go into the ground really shook me. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I always loved when there was movies with like crazy technology because I was like, wow, like one day.
Yeah.
Like we're going to have this like for real.
I think in that movie there was that part where like you would push the like the counter and then it would lift up, which I think now you can't you have those kind of storage, like
right.
They built mm-hmm. those, so that's pretty cool. That no. Nowadays, that you're like, wow, food could be stored in the counter.
Yeah, totally. Cool.
And there was that part where the sister is like jumping on her bed, singing along to music, but like the music video is like projected on her wall.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
we were like, wow, but it's giving like a projector.
Yeah, we can
on the wall.
We could do that.
Yeah,
anywhere. Yeah.
This one personally is difficult for me,
oh.
And I don't envy you. The Even Stevens movie versus the Proud Family movie.
Oh, my God. Well, now, I mean, this is the first cartoon.
Yeah. You're right.
Thus far.
The Peanuts.
Dude.
Oh. Nightmares.
I love the Peanuts. They were so funny.
You had a crush on that one guy that was like, had swaggy, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. The one that would be like.
Yeah. You liked it, didn't you?
I did. I was like, get it.
I remember the Proud Family movie. I can't remember the Even Stevens movie. Can you give me a refresher?
Isn't this the one where they traveled somewhere? Mm-hmm. They like went on like a vacation
and
or
it was
something.
Like a tropical vacation.
But they
right?
like yes. thought they were on vacation, but they were actually on
but
a reality
yes,
TV show.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And it was kind of
yes,
like
yes.
Survivor.
And didn't like Beans get like stuck? Like, didn't he end up like, he like accidentally like went through a luggage or something and he like showed up there and they were like, not Beans.
Yeah.
They like hated Beans.
Yeah. Beans did end up on the. On
like,
the
like, he was there and they mm-hmm. were like, God damn it, not Beans.
Poor Beans.
Were you telling us last night, P, that you filmed a commercial with Beans?
Oh my God.
Yes.
So, give the people what they want to know.
A lot. Like, this was honestly, I was probably like 15 or 16 and I was in a, it was like a health commercial, honestly. And there he was in the fitting and my mom was like, oh my God, isn't that the guy from Even Stevens? And he was older, like a full-grown bean. So it was like, but I want to say, but I want to say this
a
because
full-grown bean.
A full-grown beans because he had he had like the face of a man, but like he still kind of looked like beans.
Yeah.
Like beans. I hope you're not listening, but I was like, oh my God, it's like beans, but like grown up. It's like
no
I don't
way.
Know. It was like interesting. So yeah, that was it.
But also,
was he nice?
It was just, we were at a fitting, so we didn't really communicate as much. It was just like, oh, hi, hello, we're here,
right, like
fitting.
Vibes.
Yeah, it was just kind of like that. And I was just more like, oh my God, is that him? And my mom was like, it's totally him. And
it was him.
It was totally him.
Also tragic to have your character name be like Beans. Like, that's the shit that's going to stick with you forever.
Someone's like, going to go to your fitting 15 years later and be like, oh my God, Beans.
Oh my God, it's giving old Beans.
I know.
Grown up Beans.
I know,
like,
yeah.
Like, do we know his name? No, couldn't tell you. Honestly, and I don't even care. Respectfully, I'm sorry, sir. Your name is Beans.
And honestly,
sorry.
Not to like read, but I think it was like a holiday one. And I think he was kind of like in like a...
Like playing a... Like a Beans character.
Like an elf type. Like, so it was like a caricature type thing. So I was like, oh, that's your outfit. Like, I'm sorry. And so I think he's still in like that character type of like funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Beans. Good to
Much
know you're
love.
Still acting.
Yeah. At least.
Yeah.
Least?
Yeah.
He's a working girl.
Yeah. A working bean.
He's a working bean.
Oh, we didn't even pick.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
We were about to be like, okay, next.
Honestly, I'm going to go with Proud Family. Like, simply, like, I'd
Proud
simply,
Family.
Proud
yeah.
Family.
Our next one. High School Musical versus Stuck in the Suburbs.
No! No! and against High School Musical. I don't know. We have to talk to Sierra about this.
Yeah, because I already know what I'm doing.
I know what I'm doing too, but. You guys are doing High School Musical, obviously. And so would I. But because you're doing High School Musical, I'm voting Stuck in the Suburbs just so it gets a vote.
Why?
Because it has SNL's Taron Killam.
Okay.
It's freaking a good movie.
I agree.
It is. He's a pop star. He's giving everything and is singing and is dancing. It has Brenda Song. It has Danielle Panabaker, icons of the 2000s. The outfits, that one outfit when Brenda Song walks in and she has the mini soccer ball purse. Do you guys
remember? Okay,
I remember the purse.
Yeah,
honestly.
I do.
And then they accidentally get his phone and they hack it. They guess his password. They have his phone. They're controlling his phone. They're controlling his life. Oh,
Sierra. And I hear you in your scene, and I respect you.
And I get valid.
But you are up against Bop to the Top, Sharpay's performance, Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens, Lucas Grabeel. Like, are we going to?
Well, here's the thing. Based off of just.
What do we do?
The impact, High School Musical is simply unmatched. And I think High School Musical currently has, like, the biggest impact Disney Channel has ever had.
And still does.
That's what I'm saying. Like, currently, like, right now. That's what I'm saying.
And you guys are so right. As much as I love Stuck in the Suburbs, let's be real.
Like, you can't actually choose that one.
When I was on a trip with my dad, and it was the day that the High School Musical DVD came out, I made him take me to the Toys R Us.
Right.
So I could buy the DVD, even though we were on this trip together, because I'm like, I have it. Like, I, as like a what? 11-year-old, I knew the release date of the DVD. I didn't know that for Stuck in the Suburbs.
Exactly.
So
you're right. It's High School Musical.
It's
High School
Musical. It's okay. Listen.
Stuck in the Suburbs, we see you, we love you, and we remember you. It was an amazing movie.
It really did give.
Not High School Musical.
It's not.
Right.
Do we have a framed picture of the director of Stuck in the Suburbs?
We don't.
Right.
No.
Right.
And that should say all that needs to be said.
And I think that it's going to be tough because in a moment they're going to start battling against each other. And I don't know Stuck in the Suburbs against, but again, competing against these really great ones.
Honestly, High School Musical against any movie is going to be really
it's
hard.
It's going to be
tough. I'm going to be interested to see if it is our number one or if when it gets down to the wire, there is something we like more.
Mm-hmm. That's tea.
Yeah.
That's tea. Okay.
Luck of the Irish versus, Paloma, I know you're going to have feelings about this, Johnny Tsunami.
Way to put me on blast.
The love of her life.
That is true. He was just so cute. Johnny Tsunami.
The wink.
Johnny Tsunami. Well, Johnny Tsunami, if you're watching.
He was the first guy. I must have been so young too when the first Johnny Tsunami. Yeah. Like, this wasn't even Kapahala back on board. Like, the there were multiple ones. Like, and then he started going into the snow.
This
and I was like,
very
what?
On brand for your current life.
Yeah,
I'm realizing.
I know. Can you tell? And then not my boyfriend.
Right. She said Kapahala. I said, why?
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
You really need to make Ryan go as as
Johnny Tsunami
for Halloween.
That would be so cute. No,
wow.
That would be super funny.
Okay,
okay.
You could be a shark.
We already have
shark
the costume.
We already have the costume.
That would be really cute. Okay, I'll talk to him. It's good.
Right.
Also, Luck of the Irish
is truly iconic.
What I remember of the plot of Luck of the Irish, which is not one I have rewatched since watching it, like, on the Disney Channel.
I would agree. Yeah, I don't think I've rewatched it.
He has some sort of, like, is it a curse or, like, a wish? Something goes awry, and because he's of, like, Irish descent, he turns into a leprechaun.
Yeah.
And his height starts shrinking, but he's a basketball player.
So that's, like, problematic.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I remember it being one of those ones where I saw the commercials and wasn't like, oh, I want to watch that, but ended up watching it and being like, oh, period.
He's the same guy from Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off, correct? Was that the same actor?
Isn't it Frankie Muniz?
I'm trying to remember the face of the boy of Luck of the Irish.
No,
it's the guy from Smart House, isn't it? He was in a lot of stuff.
Oh, there's that one guy that whoever
Ryan
played
Ryan Merriman.
And yeah, he has brown hair, right?
Uh-huh. Was it him? Was he in Luck of the Irish?
Mm-hmm.
Ah! There we go.
Can you throw up a picture of him really quick?
Yeah.
Let me see his face.
Please hold.
But I'm pretty sure I know.
He was one of the Disney Channel darlings who they put in like everything in that era.
Yeah. I'm like, whoever was in that movie was in like repeated.
So many things, yes.
I don't know why I remember his full name.
Wait.
Something about one of those commercials stuck with me where they're like, and Ryan Merriman.
Right.
Isn't he the same boy that also was in that one movie where he's a fish?
Oh, yes, that guy.
Yeah, he's like a teenth year.
The 13th,
is it
right?
That one?
I think that's a different.
Is that
no
him?
Way. That's a different brunette white boy.
Oh, God.
So I mean, many. They're all that's, giving the same. That's him,
that's,
right?
Yeah, that's
right.
That's Mary
him
man.
As a grown man.
I've never seen this man in my life.
There he is.
There he is with the
oh,
elf ears.
Yeah.
That's totally him.
I wow. honestly, I feel kind of neutral on this one.
He was in Smart House.
Okay,
oh,
period.
He was the kid from Smart House. Did I get his name right? Is it Ryan
yeah,
Merriman?
You were dead
that's
on.
Iconic. Not you, like, not that, just like taking up space in your brain.
Yeah, I know you have a file.
My brain yeah. is, it's like that scene in SpongeBob where they're like going yep. through the file. Yep. They're like, where's what's everything we remember from algebra? And they're like, yeah. Ryan Merriman?
Literally. Yeah, I feel also indifferent, but I support Palomi.
Yeah.
So I feel like I want to vote
yeah,
Johnny Tsunami.
That's for you, Johnny.
Yeah.
Ryan Merriman got Smart House, so he's okay.
He's, oh my God, you're so right. You're right.
Still on the board.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so we're going to go with Johnny Tsunami for that one?
Yes.
Awesome. Love that. Okay, the next one is Read It and Weep and Ooh. True Confessions.
Which one's True Confessions?
Isn't this another Lindsay Lohan?
No, isn't that Confessions of a Shopaholic? No.
Oh.
Teenage Drama Queen.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what Shia LaBeouf is in.
Oh.
I remember this one. Who? It was kind of mid.
Okay.
Okay.
I remember Read It and Weep, though.
Read It and Weep.
Was the Panabaker sisters.
Yeah.
And one of.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
The younger one played like the lead, and then the older one played like the character
yes.
that
okay.
she wrote.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's True Confessions. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I don't.
I don't think I know that. I don't remember it too well.
Yeah. I think I have to vote Read It and Weep just because I don't remember True Confessions as much. Like,
I remember Read It and Weep being like, yeah, kind of that movie.
Read It and Weep also had. Which many Disney Channel movies did not, an original plot. The plot was like this girl wrote, like, it,
yeah.
her diary accidentally got, like, printed in the school newspaper, and then a publisher wanted to put it on.
Yes.
So her diary became a book, and then it turns out that, like, because she had, like, written, like, code names, like, made characters, but it
right.
was all her friends and
yeah. right.
people at her school, and then she accidentally admitted, like, in an interview,
right?
that, like, it was about her life.
Yeah.
And then she had to, like, deal with all the consequences of everyone being like, I'm the stinky troll.
It's giving, what's that movie? Or what's that, is this Play About Us?
Yeah.
From Euphoria? It's giving that.
Yeah. I mean, I think Euphoria was inspired by Read It and Weep.
I agree.
Well, then in that case,
Read It and Weep. Yeah. Also, that movie was, like, for the girls. So I like that more.
And it had Jason Dolly in it.
Yes,
was,
it did.
Oh, yeah. Jason
Good Luck
Dolly.
Charlie and Hatching Pete. He was a later stage
Disney
darling.
Boy. Yeah. Disney darling.
I like
yes,
that.
That's cute.
Go Figure versus Camp Rock.
Go Figure's
the ice skating one.
Yes.
That was a good movie.
That's a good movie.
Camp Rock's not a good movie, but
it's Camp Rock.
It's Camp Rock.
I think had we not recently rewatched Camp Rock, I would vote for Camp Rock.
Camp Rock is really difficult to watch.
I honestly I know you guys don't feel the same way, but I don't like Camp Rock, and I never watched Camp Rock when it came out. Like, I that was something
Does
that
the
I like
music
tried
not
didn't get
do anything for
I,
you
I
either?
Don't know why it didn't hit, like who I was as a theater person and being in High School Musical, I thought I would love Camp Rock, but I guess I stopped really. I watched it once when it came out, and that was the last time I ever watched it until with you guys.
Right.
So Camp Rock 2 never happened. Like,
yeah.
I have no connection to Camp Rock.
See,
yeah.
I was, and honestly, still am, a diehard Joe Bro
stan. That's exactly why I watched it.
My wall in my room, I had covered in, like, magazine pages that I had pulled out. And any page, any poster with a Jonas Brother face on it from
Same.
Tiger Beat yep. or any of those, immediately on the wall.
I could not relate more.
I think I was just with Nick. Like, it wasn't like the collective. I was just like,
I was a Joe girl.
You were a Joe girl.
Yeah, I was a Joe.
Well,
I was a Joe girl, but I was very much like, but if Nick's down, I'm down.
And around.
Yeah. The J14 magazine cover.
Yes.
Or like, even it didn't even have to be a poster. Remember, okay, TBT. Remember, they would have the posters in the back, right? And then they would have one person on one side of like an 8x11 like normal page, and then someone, and then imagine if it was your two faves.
Yeah,
you have to choose.
Mm-hmm. Poor Kevin was always facing the wall.
I know, that's
Kevin,
why I set
I'm
it
sorry.
Up to where it has a thumbtack so I could switch it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and we talked about this before, but like in the binder covers.
Yes,
I always put, my mom preferred that I put the like posters of like the boys on the back, so I'm not just like, I love boys and boys and boys and boys. Yeah, so it was giving like But I would just turn it over. She acts like I'm fucking
right.
She acts like I wasn't switching it up. Yeah.
So what are we gonna do with this situation, you guys?
I think for my teenage and preteen self, who just loved the Jonas Brothers so much, I have to go with Camp Rock.
I'm going to go with Camp Rock, too.
All right. I will submit.
Yeah.
Let's Camp Rock.
And also, like, still love Demi. Still love the Jonas Brothers. Yes. And, like, all of them are still doing things. And, like, who's in Go Figure?
Allison Stoner is also in Camp Rock.
Yeah. And isn't she, like, a bi icon?
Yes.
She's definitely a queer icon. I don't know what where the tears are. But, like, she's giving. And she's bald now, which is iconic.
Oh, really? I didn't know
that. Yeah, she cut off all her hair.
Love that.
Yeah, she looks great.
She looks great. Everyone in Camp Rock is thriving. I don't know who's in Go Figure or what they're doing now. I don't know. Who's in it? Yeah, there she is.
Oh, she looks amazing.
Yeah,
bald.
She looks, yeah. She's a baddie, for sure.
Yes. I love
also,
that.
TBT did just, like, her whole entire career, like, prior to Disney, dancing with Missy Elliott. Like, she was, like, that girl. Cheaper by the dozen?
Yeah. Oh, yes. You guys, when I had food poisoning a couple weeks ago, I was just like, I need to put something on in the background that's, like, comforting, but that I'm not gonna miss when I'm running up to the bathroom to throw up.
Right,
seconds.
Right.
I watched not only Cheaper by the Dozen, I watched Cheaper by the Dozen too.
Aww.
It's so good. I actually can quote all of Cheaper by the Dozen, every single line, the whole thing, all the songs. I know it all. Back then, I was like, I want 12 kids. Delusion. I was a delusional human being back in the day. A lot of change.
But they made it look fun.
They did make it look fun. And they had dogs. I was like. Actually, this is the most unrealistic thing I've simply ever seen. Anywho, great film.
The Parent Trap versus Freaky Friday. Also, to be clear, the, like, Lindsay Lohan Parent Trap, because I know there's
one before. This is Lindsay Lohan versus Lindsay Lohan, and it feels like a hate crime right now. Oh. Like, this is too hard. This is, like...
I actually don't even know what to say.
Yeah, like...
Wow. Mm, wow. This is actually probably going to be... This is so hard.
This is, I think, the hardest one yet.
For sure.
Well, let's dissect. The first one's The Parent Trap.
I don't know what... Like, what?
Lindsay Lohan played two characters.
Yes.
Okay. Lindsay Lohan. Okay. That alone is something so fiercely iconic. A child, a little baby human being, had memorized two scripts, like every.
And the personas, when she would switch, they were so different in the accents.
And she was
like,
acting
she
with
really
no one.
Gave her.
Wow.
Pulled into that performance.
Wow.
And the parents were also great roles as well. Like, they were great characters.
Oh, my God.
Characters.
What's that woman who played
Jessie?
The mom? She,
the Jessie?
Oh, well, yes. That's okay. We're getting excited here. No, Jessie. Totally. But the actual mom, she passed away, like, in real life.
Oh really?
The blonde
like a snowboarding
one.
Yes.
She's,
oh, my gosh. What's her name?
She's what's-his-face's wife.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson's
wife.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yeah, she passed away like a while ago.
2009.
Yeah.
Was that from the ski when she got the concussion in the plane?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Crazy. I am embarrassed to admit this, but I was like 90% sure that I thought she was Princess Diana in that movie. As a child.
Me too.
Oh.
I think.
Okay.
I think I was very much on that same vibe.
Because I'm like, British woman...
Short blonde hair,
iconic.
Elegant, like giving, like, and also like back then, our like elected officials and those people were like in movies. Like,
yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was definitely our like governor and was like on TV. So how was I to know?
Yeah, and also as a child, I'm like, how many famous British people do I know of?
Right. And it must be Princess
must
Diana.
Be Princess Diana. Yeah.
And that moment when she has her hair in the rollers and the cigarette, and she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do in the outfit. And she's like stressing out.
Meredith Blake.
Oh,
yes. God. An evil, iconic woman. Just
she was
an
so
icon.
Good.
A
she's
baddie.
Like, you little. I was like,
a baddie. She was
I hated
evil,
her, but she gave
but
it
she
to
gave
us.
She gave her outfits.
Mm-hmm. They ate. She was so good. The dad, Nick. Amazing.
Yeah, oh, honestly, great
him.
Guy.
And then the, like, his...
Oh, the butler.
The butler? The Martin.
Yes.
Martin. Why did I say Nigel?
I also said... Hang on.
Nigel? Martin?
Nigel. Martin. I think it's Martin.
Martin.
That sounds
Martin.
Familiar right there.
Yes.
And then... Chessie, which I thought was
Chessie
all the time.
No, it's Chessie.
Oh, my God. Chessie, correct
me. An icon. She is in Abbott Elementary.
Yes.
That new show. And she's so good. You guys need to watch it. She looks so good. She looks amazing. And it's just so good.
Okay. So we've established The Parent Trap is very iconic.
And also the story, not original to the Lindsay Lohan like movie, but it's been around forever. It's a remake.
Yes.
But that, I mean, goes to show you how good it is. Freaky Friday is also a remake. That's not original.
You're right.
That's a remake.
Two Lindsay Lohan remakes.
Okay, but Freaky Friday has Jamie Lee Curtis.
And Jamie Lee Curtis is so freaking funny in that movie. That movie is so damn good. And the song at the end, you're the song ultimate you. I love that soundtrack so
on
much.
And all of the song. And on and on.
They're like at the House of Blues or something. Up.
I want to get out. Hey, take me away.
Oh, I loved
so
it.
So good.
When she flips
the shirt in backwards.
Wait, yes. When she hugs her and she pulls it off rolls, I was like, oh, what a sleazy little bitch.
Chad Michael Murray.
Oh my God. When he sings Hit Me Baby One More Time.
When he's flirting with the mom, I was kind of like,
what's happening? I kind of like it, but I shouldn't like it.
Yes.
Well, and as a kid watching that movie, I'm just like, oh, he really likes her for her. And I'm like, or maybe he has a thing for moms.
Wait, my literal favorite part, please hold this, of this movie, I do it all the time. Jake! Ooh, Jake! when she's like in the little brother's in her room and yes. he like puts her bra on and she's like reading the diary and he's like, Jake! Ooh, Jake! That's my favorite part. Thank you.
That's funny.
I needed to demonstrate.
I'll make sure to put that on the internet.
Yeah, it's on there.
You know what I remember about that movie too? That was always when I could get my mom to watch with me. Because my mom thought it was a really good movie and really funny too, and she loved Jamie Lee Curtis. And so that was a movie that when it was on Disney Channel and I was watching it, my mom would
sit and watch
Freaky Friday and come and watch it with me.
Yeah. I think I also really liked that movie too because it was less about the love interest and like the stuff going on at school, like, yes, but it was also about like a mother-daughter relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was the main plot.
That was the main plot. And like, we didn't really see that a lot. It was really giving like romance vibes, everything else we were watching.
Which, by the way, for my theater girl, at least Freaky Friday is also a musical now.
And a good one.
And it's so damn good.
It's
I want to
so
be in it
good.
So bad.
Don't watch the one that they have on Disney Plus. That's not
a good movie.
Good. Don't watch it.
The different music.
Yeah, not good. However, I'm really having a hard time. Wait, remember when they eat the french fries? Well, when Jamie Lee Curtis eats the french fries, she's like, I haven't eaten these in years.
Well, not her. Lindsay Lohan.
Ate,
they do such a good job acting.
Right. I know you can't even like, no, like, totally. So believable. Like, I really thought they switched bodies.
Oh my God, I just remembered something that I have not remembered since it happened. When that movie came out, me and my neighbor loved it. We loved Freaky Friday, so we would like play pretend Freaky Friday. And we said, we're like, we should write our own show that's Freaky Friday, but us. And so we wrote a whole ass script on my like family computer, printed it out, and it was like two girls, because it was us, of course.
Right.
Two best friends who like switch bodies. And we like performed it like for our parents, like in the cul-de-sac.
That's iconic.
I love that.
And like
so
theater kid. Like I totally relate.
On brand.
I know.
Right?
Very on brand. Your parents are like, oh, another performance. Very good.
Okay,
very
Sierra.
Good. All right. Here we go. I love that. I don't know.
I know.
I really don't even know. How am I to choose?
I am going to vote for Freaky Friday simply because the reaction we all had talking about that was on another level than Parent Trap.
Okay, it was. I think it was. Because also, I think the comedy in Freaky Friday was just unmatched, too. Like, those two actresses were just... Right, when the little boy came in, when he's like, you should have seen Mom. She was on the table like...
Whoa! Oh, yeah. The grandpa.
Her earthquake every 5 seconds. I'm like, what is happening? I think that was maybe just a cinematic...
Also, how could we even talk about Freaky Friday without talking about the one thing we quote every day of our lives? Oh, so you're a liar. You lied to me. We say that every single day. The patient.
Yes.
The patient of them all, because she was like a therapist or a psychiatrist or something.
And she had the patient that she's like, I've been seeing him every day for like 7 years.
Which I think is the character he's from like Sex and the City. He was like the BFF, like the main one. So he was,
you're a liar.
You lied to me.
Tell me we don't quote that every day.
Or I'm like the Crypt Keeper. I don't know why I'm quoting that all the time. Maybe just when I'm tired.
Also, every time I see one of those, you know, things where you can only drive one way over the spikes, otherwise it...
Oh my God,
I think about that.
Yes. Okay, remember that part? She's at the grocery store and she has the Bluetooth. And this was like before people actually had Bluetooth. So she's just like talking into the air. And that woman thinks she's talking to her. And she's like, you can do anything you want to be. You are lovely, whatever, whatever. And she's like, thank you. And she looks at her and she's like, okay.
Yeah.
And she keeps going, hilarious.
Yeah.
Halibut. Ew.
I remember that. that.
Oh my gosh, she's like, you can't go through her phone or read her diary like an insane psycho freak. Remember that? Okay, obviously it's giving Freaky Friday. I don't know what we're doing here.
Freaky Friday.
Jamie Lee Curtis, you are an icon. Also, we just watched Everything Everywhere All at Once. She's in that.
I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah. Here's the thing I will say about it, not to derail, except here we go. Great, great movie. You have to pay attention. You cannot text. You cannot read. You cannot, like, do other things, like, because you'll miss it.
It's like, Paloma, you're not watching.
Because you're not, you're not going to get it.
Okay. Well, it's good that you said that to me.
I know.
Because now I
said no Wikipedia, no TikTok. You need to sit and watch. Maybe soak your feet or do something where you can't get up and move around.
It's a good idea.
You do like the Patchology, the ones like the little gloves ones, and ones on the feet, yes. So you can't move.
You can't do anything.
Exactly.
Facts.
Yeah.
Because it's good. I mean, it won awards for a reason. So simply you need to watch it.
It was good.
Anyways, Jamie Lee Curtis is in it and she's amazing. Great. So Freaky Friday it is.
All right. Now moving on to the second round with our winners from the first round competing against one another.
This is where the real battle begins.
Totally.
Because, like, it's all of our fighters. Yeah.
Right, right.
Cheetah Girls 2 versus Halloween Town.
I'm going Cheetah Girls 2.
I know. Cheetah Girls 2. Sorry. I know. Listen, I know.
Sorry, Halloweena.
It's okay. It's okay.
Cadet Kelly versus Get a Clue. Oh. I know.
I think I have to go Cadet Kelly.
I'm also going to go Cadet Kelly.
Cadet Kelly.
Yeah.
Final answer.
Gotta Kick It Up versus Xenon.
Oh. This one's hard too because these are so different.
Yeah.
And the first movie, like, I love, Jess, how you like matched up ones that had
that
something
kind that
in
were
common.
Similar. Totally. I know this is gonna, I'd have never spoken English in my entire life. This is what's gonna make it like just impossible. And the more, like, the further and further we get, it's gonna be so hard.
And we're kind of like fighting our own nostalgia and our own like
And our own memories. Like, how much do we remember if each one's going to, like, impact our answers?
I think for me, maybe Xenon. I was going to say the opposite. I was going to say, I think for me, maybe Gotta Kick It Up.
Oh, God.
And only because I was younger and I think I can't remember it as much. Like, I remember watching Xenon more, but maybe Gotta Kick It Up was more impactful. But I'm like, I don't know.
I think I liked the idea, like the concept of Xenon a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in actually watching, I watched Gotta Kick It Up a lot. I really I liked the dance. I liked the theatrics. I liked like the heart of
the
story.
Right.
That's another one I remember watching with my mom, like that my mom would watch with me.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I changed my answer because as hell, Gotta Kick It Up. Sorry.
I was going to say Xenon and only because I was like super, super impacted by the fashion. Yeah. Like, I remember watching and then, like, leaving the movie and being like, okay, what can I do? How can I? And also Raven was in it. But this was before That's a Raven, so I didn't know. I knew that was Cosby Girl. Like, I knew that. But I didn't know. Like, obviously, she wasn't That's a Raven yet. But that was also another thing. I was like, yes, Black Girl. Eh. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, all of it impactful for different reasons. But I'm going to go with Xenon. But we have to come to a collective. So I need to go with Gotta Kick It Up. Because.
I think.
That's fair. And listen, I love them. It was a great film.
Yeah.
A win-win, honestly.
Yeah, true.
The Lizzie McGuire movie versus Princess Diaries.
Oh. Princess Diaries. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Simply, Anne Hathaway's cannot be matched.
Princess Diaries, I think, is going to make it far.
I agree.
I think the Princess Diaries could beat High School Musical. We'll get there.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Jesus.
You guys are like, get that out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Princess Diaries.
Right? Princess Diaries.
I do love Lizzie McGuire, but.
But honestly, I could say right now, Princess Diaries is probably in my top 10 favorite movies like of all time. Right now.
It's still a top.
And it very much holds up on a rewatch.
Absolutely. Yep. I watch it all the time.
Yep.
It honestly doesn't even feel like a kid's movie. Whereas the Lizzie McGuire movie, it feels like a kid's movie.
Right.
And now
that
we're talking about it, I feel kind of shameful for not even watching the newest one that just came out. Like, or are they shooting it?
They're shooting it.
Okay. I was like, for some reason, I thought it had already come out. I'm like, wait, why haven't I not seen it? But never mind.
No,
stop. Okay, never mind. No. Then there's no judgment. They're still filming it.
Okay. Yeah. It's
sorry.
Me.
Sorry. I thought it came out. I thought it had come out.
What
and I was like sleeping
about?
It on
no,
internet
no,
or something.
No. Also, the second one was incredible.
Yes.
Princess Iris 2, just as good.
Just as good.
And then that never happens.
No. That there's like a handful of sequels where you're like, this is just as good, maybe even a little better. In somewhere.
Yeah.
Shrek 2.
Shrek.
One of those.
Chef's Kiss.
Princess Diaries 2.
Cheetah Girls 2.
Cheetah Girls 2.
Toy Stories 2.
Yep. High School Musical 2.
Yeah. I think in some ways, High School Musical 2 is superior.
Yeah. No,
I would still choose the original.
Yeah.
Because.
But if I'm gonna choose one to watch for ha-has, it's High School Musical 2.
Agree.
Like, if, you know what I mean? Like, or if I'm gonna choose one to just watch and like pass the time, it's probably gonna be High School Musical 2.
Twitches versus Smart House.
Smart House.
Smart House.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yes.
Proud Family Movie versus High School Musical.
High School Musical.
Johnny Tsunami versus Read It and Weep.
Read it and weep.
Okay, good.
I thought she's looking at we're going to have to.
I know. I was like, no, she's going to choose this one, right?
I'm so surprised. Okay, Freaky Friday versus Camp Rock.
Oh, Freaky Friday.
Nice.
You guys, we're on a roll here.
I love this.
But why are we so confident if when they were like up to bat last time, we were like, I don't know. And now we're like, okay,
Because these are ones we've chosen already. All of these we know.
And you're these right. Are like going we already, up we've already decided we've where already, how we feel about it. Okay, yeah, okay. Because I'm like, how the hell am I like so quick about knowing?
No, right.
To the next round.
Oh, we are like.
Is this the semifinals?
This is the semifinals. You're picking the four that are going to go to the two that are going to go to the one.
Oh,
so it's the quarterfinals.
Okay.
The quarterfinals.
Okay.
Here we are. The ladies are sweaty palms.
I know.
Excited to see who's going to win. We've got it down to the top eight. Let us know your ranking of these eight movies.
Ooh, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what I would love to see in the comments.
Yes. They're going to be like, you guys already kicked out the ones we really love.
Right. Cheetah Girls 2 versus Cadet Kelly.
Oh.
Cheetah Girls 2.
Yeah. Cheetah Girls 2. You're so right.
Raven's High Kick. Sorry.
I know. I love you, Hilary Duff, and you really did it, but
you know what? And good for Cadet Kelly for making it this far.
Yeah. True. That's actually
a great
facts.
Film. And kind of an underdog.
Yeah.
Facts.
Why me?
Yeah. Literally.
Gotta Kick It Up versus Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries.
Lovely.
Me, a princess?
Shut up!
High School Musical versus Smart House.
High School Musical.
Yeah.
And then the final fourth. Read It and Weep versus Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
Oh, God.
I know. What have you done?
I know.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Here we go. Semifinals, y'all.
I know.
Cheetah Girls 2 versus Princess Diaries.
My vote is going for Princess Diaries.
That feels wrong.
Oh my God.
But it's true.
I know.
It's true.
Princess Diaries, though. That movie's so good.
Wait, what does she say? I used to always like remember her saying it as like the soundbite. It was like, she's a freak. Lissada Tiara.
Yeah.
Is it she?
No, she goes.
I'm not enough of a freak already.
Let's add a tiara.
Yes. Why was that line so iconic? Let's add a tiara. I don't know what she said, but I just love
her. She just gave Anne Hathaway. You are that bitch.
We have honestly sung her praises on this podcast. But we have all her films. And maybe at the end, if she makes it to the end.
Her as a person. Just a fucking gem. Her and Les Mis. Okay, we don't need to do this. But also, you know that like Julie Andrews also like. We talked about this part where in the second movie, she like didn't like wasn't supposed to be singing and all that stuff. And then she did. And it was like, oh, my God, we never thought she was going to sing again because she had nodes or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just.
And we get Raven in the sequel.
We do. And
Chris Pine.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Facts. Oh, my God. T. That's right.
I totally forgot.
And was he like Chris Pine? Then?
Yeah. Maybe that's why I didn't know. Was he even that?
Like, was it like. Chris Pine?
I don't think so. I think, yeah. Here's this man.
Yeah.
Well, good on him for becoming Chris Pine.
I'm not looking forward to this one.
There's so much sadness in your voice. I know. She said,
okay.
High School Musical versus Freaky Friday.
I want to think critically about this because I feel like our default is just going to be High School Musical. But it's really, when we think about the movies,
I feel like Freaky Friday, honestly, is a better movie than High School Musical.
Well, it is. Obviously. It is. If we're talking quality of movie, it is obviously.
I didn't mean that, Zach. I didn't.
But that's facts. If we're talking about quality of movie and actual plot and everything being good.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's Freaky Friday.
Disney really did it with that one.
But this is our ranking.
But this is for us.
Yes.
So who cares about the quality? I just have to say that.
When we have Corbin Blue's armpit hair,
right.
Who cares about the quality?
And the little sliver of boxers that we can see off Zac Efron. Mm. Okay.
I forgot about those.
What are those two doing in a tree?
Exactly. And see, Freaky Friday doesn't have. And what are those two doing in a tree?
You're right.
Just saying.
Theater she goes, is a temple of the arts.
Yeah. She goes,
Give me a beat.
That's High School Musical too, I think. But
whatever. Yeah, when they're Stand at by. The
yeah, at the little what, club.
What do we do? Okay, so what do we do? Where does your vote go, Sierra?
Dude, I don't. I was about to say I default to you guys.
Ryan,
I don't know. I'm really, really having a hard time because I feel like High School Musical just means so much to me, and mm-hmm. it would be so ridiculous to be like, eh, like actually, like who yeah. I am as a person.
I know that I'm more of a High School Musical is more a part of my personality than Freaky Friday.
You're right. Yes, but Freaky Friday, like the humor in it, is kind of my humor now.
Right. High School Musical, though, like you said, it is like such a part of us, and it was such a moment in Disney Channel history.
Right.
I remember because when it came out, we were in either third or fourth grade. We were pretty young.
Yeah,
I can remember what the teasers were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can remember the clip of her going, "I'd like to audition," and him going, "I'll sing with her."
Yeah,
like I remember yep. that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean,
HSM, HSM,
high school.
Send yeah, it. I'm going HSM.
Oh, that hurts a little, but yeah.
But we
yeah.
love you, Freaky Friday.
We do.
Dude,
you put up sure. a good fight.
Are you ready for your final two?
Wait, we're Ooh. There.
We're there.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So it's Princess Diaries versus High School Musical.
Which is exactly what you said.
Our biggest fear. Wow.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I feel like we've talked so much about all of these movies, you know, through this process. And going into this, I would not have thought that this would be a hard decision. Princess Diaries versus High School Musical. But I feel like I'm the more I think about it, I'm like, Princess Diaries is so good, so iconic.
Such a piece of art.
So rewatchable, too.
It is. When I say that I probably watch it at minimum once a year, I'm simply not kidding. Like, yeah. I'm not playing at all. And I just remembered this. I don't know how I forgot, but Princess Diaries is a movie that I watch with my grandma. And she's, like, very old school. Like, she's not trying to watch nobody in, like, a tube top. She probably would hate my outfit right now. Sorry, Grandma. I'm so sorry. But, like, this, she loved it because she loved Julie Andrews. She was like, oh, the queen. I'm like, that's that to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she would be like, let's watch the princess movie. And that's what we would watch.
Aw, I know.
Damn it! But the impact of High School Musical is, like, unmatched. I mean, obviously, currently, we have High School Musical, the musical, the series, which wouldn't have even existed. Without High School Musical.
We have Kenny Ortega. Like, he's, like, looking he's at literally... me. And I'm, like, trying not to make eyes with him. And I'm like,
right.
Oh, my God. But also Whitney Houston was okay, the director right. of the other one.
Yeah, the executive producer, yeah.
Executive producer. I feel like High School Musical kicked off an era of Disney Channel movies, Disney Channel musical movies,
yeah,
where
yeah.
it went High School Musical. Obviously, that whole, like, trilogy of High School Musical.
Right.
Camp Rock.
Yep. I mean,
Lemonade Mouth.
Zombies.
Zombies.
Literally nothing.
All, Teen, yeah. Beach movie.
Teen Beach Movie. Literally all of those movies.
And before that, was there a lot of Disney Channel musical movies, or were most of
I
the
think
D-coms?
Probably Cheetah Girls. Also, Cheetah Girls came before
also
High School.
Also produced by Whitney Houston, the first and the second.
High School mm-hmm. Musical?
High School Musical?
No. Cheetah Girls.
Oh.
Fun fact.
I didn't know that.
Wow. I didn't either, but also.
Of course she did.
Duh.
Check it out. That. I love that. She saw Whitney. Raven. She saw Raven, and she was like,
anyway,
let's go.
Wow, good for you, girl.
Honestly, and as I'm thinking about it, like as 20 whatever podcast, are we gonna announce that Princess Diaries is what one or like HSM one? You know, like it even like feels both, wrong. I feel like
both are on brand.
I know, but I'm looking at Kenny in my peripherals.
I struggle because I was literally about to be like, but Princess Diaries is so like formative for me, but like. So was High School Musical. Like, I don't even...
If I was choosing to wipe one from existence...
No!
I would choose to wipe Princess Diaries. Because imagine the world without the impact of High School Musical. No Zac Efron?
I don't want to play this game anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to play. Come pick mom, come pick me up.
Oh, my God. I don't... And I hate how you say it like that because I understand that. I fully understand that.
Which is why I made it all the way to the end. Jess and Jaden.
Actually,
I think we maybe need...
Jaden said bop to the top. I guess we know what she's choosing. Is that High School Musical you choose that?
Yeah.
Bop to
Half
the top.
Half my personality came from Sharpay.
Sharpay right, did shake us off. I hate to do this, but Genovia.
Genovia.
Oh, you guys are now you're tearing us apart. It's like in the MCU when like Civil War like split them down the middle and they're all facing off.
That's yeah, you're
us.
Like, who are you? Whose side are you on?
Yeah.
And you're like, how am I to choose?
Are Iron you Man's Iron over Man here or Captain America?
Right.
Are you Julie Andrews or Zac Efron?
Whichever one we don't choose is still a winner in my eyes. I just want to say.
Agree.
Yeah, this is going to hurt regardless.
Should we all say it on three so we don't influence each other?
And I think you should close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm so sad.
My stomach is feeling.
I'm like,
I like don't even know what I'm going to do.
Either.
I just have
so
to say.
I'm just going to say whatever comes out of my mouth.
Yep.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
High School Musical.
At least we all agree.
I can't open my eyes to see the consequences. Julie Andrews, Raven.
But honestly, think about actually how embarrassing that is.
No, I know.
No, that's embarrassing.
We can't talk. Like, we literally.
We can't talk about it. But I'm going to be on the internet for everyone to see.
As there's literally like six cameras towards us.
God. We just won't tell anyone.
Here's the thing. And we're going to go back and watch High School Musical and be so embarrassed that we said that.
And we're like, this
because
is what
it's
we
not
chose in comparison to.
I know. With a movie that's actually really good.
But that's what our hearts chose. In the moment,
yeah.
We all said the same thing.
Literally, once you said, like, imagine High School Musical never existing, I'm like, how?
I can't.
How?
No.
So much of my life would be removed.
Removed.
That is the impact that you had on us, Disney, with High School Musical. That's why they did it three times.
And here's the thing. Some of you watching at home may say, this is predictable. I knew this episode.
Right.
You know what I have to say to that? Stick to the status quo.
And that's all period. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Because
No. Stick to the stuff you know.
And this is what we know, baby. Okay,
know,
this is what we
know.
This is what we give. This is what we do.
Well, I'm going to be really honest. This, when you brought this up in the last round, I was like, oh shit. Like, I really don't know. Like, this is like going to be really difficult. But then you guys kept bringing up Kenny Ortega and like, and my love, my sweet. My baby. And what, he's not going to come on the podcast if I say that Princess Diaries is better.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know.
But nonetheless, we are a huge Princess Diaries fan, and we
should definitely
see when that new one comes out.
Yes. Well, we should do like watch Princess Diaries 1 and 2 and then see the third one. That's what we should do.
Halloween costume. Someone is, why does Anne Hathaway's character say
Amelia Milanette Thermopolis Rinaldi?
Someone is Amelia, someone is the best friend, and someone is Clarice.
I'm Joe.
Period.
Oh! You have to wear a bald cap.
Simply. We're like, we won't make the bald woman Joe.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, oh my God. Anne, listen, we have sung your praises. Just like we said, we have sung your praises, Anne. Julie, the queen of America.
She's my
like,
queen.
We don't have the royal family. I said, then who's Julie Andrews? I said, the queen.
Yeah.
We can have a foreign queen.
That is okay.
She's not American.
She's British. Did you think the accent was fake?
Dame Julie Andrews.
Dame Julie Andrews.
Dame Julie Andrews.
They said the queen is dead. I said, no, she's not.
They
said the queen died.
She's alive.
No, she didn't. What are you talking about?
Oh, ladies.
Well, High School Musical takes the cake, guys. I guess for 20 whatever, High School Musical is the best DCOM to come out of the DCOM world.
But listen, I want to see your guys' rankings so badly.
Yeah,
Please let us know.
I hope you guys are playing along because this was rough.
Yeah, and if you have a favorite DCOM that we didn't put in our bracket, let us know as well.
We could do this again.
We could. Absolutely. And challenge us on why HSM maybe is not it, but also wiping it forever and everything that came of it.
Yeah. You wouldn't do that, would you?
You wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Would you?
I don't think so.
All right, y'all. Well, that is going to be it for our amazing, fantastic, not at all debatable. No, it is debatable. Let us know. We want to know. DCOM ranking. If you participate in any March Madness festivities again. Do I speak English? Who knows?
We don't know.
We don't know here. But. Don't forget to subscribe.
Yes.
Leave your ranking in the comments, and we will see you next week.
Bye.